Welcome to Tribe Talk, presented by Progressive, making it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Brought to you by Subway, where winners eat.
Everyone, welcome to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus along with you this weekend from Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland. Unfortunately, the first of our off-season shows as we get to it at the conclusion of the regular season this year. The Indians took it down to the final week of the season in hopes of earning a wild card playoff spot, but came up just short and miss out on the playoffs despite a winning record for a second straight season. Coming up on this week's show, it's our annual year in review as we take a look back at the 2015 season. We'll hear from new Indians general manager Mike Chernoff, part of some promotions and changes in the Indians baseball operations department, and we'll take a look at the Major League Baseball playoffs as well. That's all coming your way shortly as we get rolling with Tribe Talk on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.
Madeline, record collector.
Call me Maddie.
Maddie's smart, but doesn't know her bank charges a monthly fee.
Monthly fee?
Yeah.
I could use that money on music.
Yep.
Like rock flute.
Uh-huh.
Tuba slow jams.
Okay.
Dance yodeling.
Sure.
Switch to a KeyBank hassle-free account with no monthly minimum balance or overdraft fees and get $100 when transaction requirements are met. For details about this offer or how to get $300, go to key.com/switch now or any KeyBank branch. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a person having a phone conversation in the elevator.
What? Yeah, no, I'm in the elevator. The elevator! Yeah! Anyway, I bundled our home and auto insurance through Progressive. No, bundled! We're gonna save big bucks now. No, bucks! Bucks!
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Hello? Hello? She hung up.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
What shade is your team spirit? Are your lucky blue socks unwashed from last week's win? Is your ninth inning charm a green hat that looks best inside out? Is your faded brown mitt held high for that white comet hurling directly toward please let it be seat number 127? Or do you prefer to simply sit back and paint your seat with tan peanut shells? Whatever your shade of team spirit, you'll find the colors that reflect it only at Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood store or sherwinwilliams.com today.
Head over to Subway Restaurants for our new Buffalo Chicken Crunch Sub with Doritos Cool Ranch Chips. This bigger-than-life sub is power-packed with flavor. The all-new Buffalo Chicken Crunch with Doritos Cool Ranch Chips. Munch your way to delicious flavor at Subway and eat out loud and do the crunch. Limited time only at participating restaurants. All chip-related trademarks are owned by Frito-Lay North America, Inc.
Hey, hey, Subway. Eat out loud and do the crunch, Subway.
Jim Rosenhaus back with you from Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland. The first of our off-season shows, unfortunately, and it gives us an early jump on a look back at the year in review. And for the Indians, coming out of spring training, high expectations for this year's ball club. They felt they had the good young starting pitching to get things done, a dominant closer in Cody Allen, part of a stellar bullpen, and they figured with certain players coming back from injury, added to a good young core, that offensively they would score plenty of runs to have a great deal of success. And not only was there confidence in the Indians clubhouse, but throughout baseball on a national scope, the Indians were the chic pick to do some damage this season throughout the American League. In fact, Sports Illustrated had tabbed the Indians to be one of the participants in the World Series, and several other national publications felt that the Indians could be Central Division champs by the time it was all said and done. It did not turn out that way, as the Tribe finished with a winning record, but well out of the playoff chase. They did take it down to the final week of the season, battling for that second wildcard playoff spot, but a lot of those high expectations were not met. But as we take a look back at our year in review for the Tribe, it would begin in Houston against an Astros ball club that would turn out to be the surprise team in the American League based on where they had been the past several seasons, losing more than 100 games three straight years, and then in the low 90s a season ago. But the Astros won the opener behind Dallas Keuchel, an eventual 20-game winner for Houston, 2-0. Corey Kluber pitched well, but nothing to show for it. That was something that would become a theme over the first half of the season especially. But night number two for the Indians, Carlos Carrasco was just terrific for the Tribe in earning his first win of the season.
Now the 1-2. A swing and a miss. Took something off it. Carrasco has struck out 10. He struck out a dozen here in Houston last September in a complete game shutout. He won't go the distance tonight, as Terry Francona will pull the young man at 88 pitches. What an outing for Carlos Carrasco.
Carrasco would go on to earn his first win of the year, one of 14 eventual victories for the Tribe right-hander. And we mentioned Corey Kluber earlier. Both Kluber and Carrasco were inked to long-term deals the weekend prior to the start of the season. So the Indians very excited about their young rotation under contract, especially at the top end with Kluber and Carrasco. Trevor Bauer got the ball on day three of the season, and between Bauer and the Indians' bullpen, they took a no-hitter into the ninth inning, only to see it slip away. They did win the ball game 5-1, and that would be significant because the Indians were 2-1 after their opening three-game series in Houston, and you had to believe that they would just continue to either be a 500 ball club or a little bit above that as the season wore along and gradually progressed to that 85-90 win mark, but it did not happen. The Indians did not return to an over 500 ball club again until the last 10 days of the year. So it took a while for the team to get back, but that first half of the season certainly was not without its highlights. In fact, opening weekend against the Detroit Tigers, it was a tough weekend, one loss-wise for the Tribe, but not so for Jerry Sands, who was signed to a minor league deal in the offseason with a major league invite to spring training. Due to some injuries early on, Sands got the call early on, and on the first Saturday of the season against Detroit, the legend of Jerry Sands was born at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario.
Indians at the corners, two down, sixth inning. Tampa Bay traded away David Price. He's trying to hold on to this 2-1 lead. He fires. A swing and a line drive to the gap in right center. It gets down and goes to the wall. Santana scores. Here comes Gomes. Relay throw to the plate. He's in, scoring. Jerry Sands with a gapper to right center. A two-out. Two-strike, two-run double. The Indians have the lead by a score of 3-2. And Jerry Sands has become the Indians' favorite player to this crowd at Progressive Field. He is still getting a standing ovation.
So it was a big day for Jerry Sands, and part of a season that would see him go up and back between the Indians and Columbus on several occasions. Later on in the month, the Indians still trying to find their identity, so to speak, in that month of April. They went to Detroit for a three-game series, and that series began with a huge win for the Indians in what would be a 13-1 victory over their rivals from the Motor City.
Here's Brandon Moss swinging, hitting it high, hitting it deep to right. Martinez is at the wall. It is gone! Brandon Moss has his second home run of the night. And now seven RBIs in the game. A two-run towering homer to right for Moss. Wow, what a game for Brandon Moss.
Brandon Moss with the big night, the two home runs, and seven runs driven in for Moss. So a huge season for the Indians right fielder, or a huge game for the Indians right fielder, as he would get the season off to a decent start. Just wasn't able to keep that rolling, though, throughout the year. And for Moss, he would eventually be traded at the trade deadline to the St. Louis Cardinals. Well, the Indians at the end of April finished with a 7-14 record. So that early hole was there that they would try to dig out from for the remainder of the year. They did get things turned around quickly, though, in the month of May, when 17-12 in the month, keyed by good pitching and the best performance of the season, much less the month of May, came from Corey Kluber on May the 13th. The Indians hosting St. Louis in interleague play, and Kluber was simply amazing. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. Bob Feller, the only Indians pitcher with 18 strikeouts in a game. Back on October 2nd of 1938. Tigers, doubleheader game one. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got it with the hard stuff. 18 strikeouts for Corey Kluber. As good as he's ever been. And he'll walk off the mound with a two-run lead. 2-0 Tribe heading to the bottom half of the eighth inning. So it was a big night for Kluber. The Indians with a win against the Cardinals, all part of an encouraging month of May that continued in the latter stages of the month in Seattle. That was where Jason Kipnis, who had a huge May, was red hot all month long, set an Indians record for base hits in a single month.
Here's Jason Kipnis, two outs, no score. Kipnis rips one toward the gap in left center. It gets down for a base hit. It's going to go all the way to the warning track. Jackson's up with it, but Kip's in standing with a double. And that is hit number 50 in the month of May for Jason Kipnis. And that puts he and Corey Kluber in the record books as just the second pair of teammates to, in the same month, one get 50 hits in the month, the other gets 60 strikeouts in the month.
Well, the Indians were unable to maintain the pace that they were on in May during the month of June as they slipped to an 11-15 record for the month. And again, that elusive 500 mark for this ball club continued to be just that. They just couldn't get there and make that good run at the top of the division, or at least solidify a spot in the wild card chase very early on. But there were some highlights in the month of June. Specifically, some of the young players were called up from AAA Columbus. First, it was third baseman Giovanni Urshela. And in a home game against the Mariners on June the 11th, Urshela led the Tribe not only with his first base hit, but a big home run. Nuno works from the stretch at all times, and here comes his 0-2 delivery. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball to left. This one's hit well. Ackley's looking up, and this ball's gone. Oh, have a day, Giovanni Urshela. Last time up, first major league hit. Now his first major league home run. Indians are in front 6-0. And just a couple of days later, when the Indians were in Detroit, much-heralded shortstop Francisco Lindor was called up from AAA Columbus and got his first plate appearance against the Tigers as a pinch hitter. The 3-1.
Swung on, line drive, down the right field line, fair ball headed toward the corner. Extra bases for Lindor, but he stumbles around the bag, and he'll settle for a single. Should have been a double. He's saying that Cabrera may have tripped him. Cabrera is saying, no. And actually, Cabrera, with that slide of Lindor, making the safe sign, as if to say he would have been safe if he was really trying to slide. It'll go as a single, that first major league hit, and a lifelong memory for Francisco Lindor.
And for the remainder of the month, Francisco Lindor, in the lineup on a daily basis, started to show some glimpses of what was to come.
A swing and a smash to short. To his left, the dive by Lindor. Backhanded flip to Kipnis at second. They get out of the inning on a great play by the kid. McCann smoked a one-hopper back up the middle. Diving towards second, Lindor, the shortstop, saves potentially the game.
Now, Urshela and Lindor were not the only young players that were contributing to the Indians. On June the 21st, the Indians, in search of a reliable fifth starter, turned to Cody Anderson, who had only made three starts at AAA Columbus, was tremendous at AA Akron to begin the year, and those three starts at Columbus went well also. And when he took the mound against Tampa Bay, not really sure what to expect, but Anderson was just tremendous.
Here it comes. Swing and a bouncing ball up the middle. The shortstop, Lindor, near second, has it. Throws out Butler. Kiermaier to third. Two down for Evan Longoria. And Terry Francona is going to take the ball. And Cody Anderson getting back slaps from all of his teammates on the infield. And they're on their feet at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario. What a rousing ovation and well-deserved. Cody Anderson's Major League debut was a work of art.
Then it was on to July. The Indians down in St. Pete to take on the Tampa Bay Rays. And the first day of the month, well, it proved to be a special night for Carlos Carrasco.
The pitch. Swing and a miss on a changeup. A career-high 13 strikeouts for Carlos Carrasco. He is one out away from baseball history. Carlos Carrasco comes set. The 0-2 pitch. A swing and a liner towards second, over the head of Kipnis. A base hit into right center. Cabrera will score. Sizemore to third, and Joey Butler breaks up the no-hitter on an 0-2 pitch with two down here in the bottom of the ninth.
And we had a chance to visit with Carlos after the near no-hitter.
Hey, you know what? I came out and I hear all my friend, okay, go, Cookie. You got this. And I made good pitches to Azrua, and I walk in and the first pitch to another guy that I hit it. And but the more, you know what, the more important those guys that made a great play, they always behind me, you know. I think we did great today.
Other bright spots in the month of July? Well, the continued success of Francisco Lindor living up to the hype.
Lindor, four RBIs in this series. The pitch to him. He sends a high drive, deep right. Down the line it goes. It is gone! Seven nothing Indians. Francisco Lindor, his second three-run homer in the series.
Well, the Indians went into the All-Star break four games under the 500 mark, 11 games back of front-running Kansas City in the division, and they would finish the month of July with a 13-13 record. And at the end of the month, the house cleaning began, and maybe that's not a fair term, the adjustments began to the Indians roster. Prior to the trade deadline, Brandon Moss and David Murphy, a couple of outfielders who were key components to the Indians ball club as veteran players, were traded along with veteran left-handed reliever Mark Sepchinski. And then shortly after the trade deadline, the big deal, the one that really surprised a lot of folks, Nick Swisher and Michael Bourne dealt to the Atlanta Braves in exchange for Chris Johnson. And when we come back, we'll fill you in on the final 2 months of the season. Very encouraging months for the Indians as they look forward to 2016. That's coming your way shortly as Tribe Talk continues on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.
This is Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah is at the game, but if she buys anything, she'll go below her account's minimum balance and get charged a fee.
So no hot dogs?
No.
No foam, we're number one finger?
Nope.
Yuck.
Switch to a KeyBank hassle-free account with no monthly minimum balance or overdraft fees. Get full details at key.com/switch now or any KeyBank branch. Member FDIC and banking home of the Indians.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You can see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades. of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus back with you from Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland. It's our 2015 year in review. We just completed the first half and then some of the schedule, taking you up to the trade deadline and beyond. The major moves that the Indians made to change their roster and the look of their roster heading down the stretch in 2015, and what they hoped would be a big difference in 2016, but the results came quickly as the Indians started to play much better baseball in the month of August. For the month, they finished at 16-12, and some of the key components, well, Abraham Almonte was an acquisition in the Mark Sepchinski trade with the Padres right at the trade deadline. He had been almost a career minor leaguer with cups of coffee in the major leagues with the Seattle Mariners and the San Diego Padres. And with the Indians, he showed a spark early on, as evidenced by this game against the Minnesota Twins on August the 8th, his debut.
The pitch. Swung on, hit a ton! Deep right center! It's got a chance and gone! Wow! As Abraham Almonte, in his Indians debut, has homered. Double twice, single. Talk about a first impression that's lasting. 15-4 Indians.
The very next night against the Twins, it was Corey Kluber on the hill for the Tribe, and boy, with several outstanding performances on the season, it was hard to differentiate between the 18 strikeout game against the Cardinals. Some other near no-hitters, well, he was at it again against the Twins in early August.
Corey Kluber's ready. His next offering. Maurer hits a weak roller toward first. Fielded by Johnson. Runs to the bag himself. Ball game. Corey Kluber came one pitch away from his second major league shutout. But that certainly doesn't detract from a brilliant effort by Corey Kluber.
After the Twins, the Yankees came to town for their annual visit to Cleveland. And in a game that would last 16 innings, Michael Brantley proved to be the hero.
Michael Brantley, 2-for-5, leads the American League with 35 doubles. The pitch. A swing and a shot to first. Off the glove of Teixeira. Ricochets into right. Ramirez will try to score. The throw by Young to the plate. Not in time. The Indians win it. Ramirez scores from second. Brantley being mobbed as he tries to run away in shallow center. And the Indians run him down.
Then later on in the month, the Indians started to show some thunder with their offense. Against the Angels, it was Yan Gomes and Abraham Almonte playing long ball with the bases loaded in back-to-back days.
Nobody out. Tribe up 4-3 in the eighth. Infield in. The pitch, a swing and a drive to deep center field, away back, gone! How about that? A grand slam to dead center. Yan Gomes breaks it wide open. Weaver's ready. He deals. And the pitch hit high, hit deep to right center. It is gone. Abraham Almonte has hit the Indians' second grand slam in as many days. And the Indians get that big breakout hit. And it's a 6-0 Tribe lead on a towering grand slam to right center.
And throughout the month, that young nucleus of a ball club for the Tribe, led by rookie shortstop Francisco Lindor, began to show some real positive signs for the future, and the present didn't look too bad either in the case of Lindor, who began to put his name in the running for American League Rookie of the Year honors.
Now the 1-1, Lindor swings away, hammers one to the gap, deep right center field. Nobody will catch it. It'll hit the grass and roll to the wall and clear the bases. Martinez scores, Kipnis scores, flying into third with a triple is Lindor.
So the Indians went into the month of September with high hopes that they could make a run at a playoff spot. They were still on the outside looking in terms of the second wild card. The division, well, it was just a matter of time before the Royals would wrap things up in the month of September. But there was still a playoff spot to be had, and with the Indians playing good baseball, their hopes were high. They would need some boost, though, from some unexpected sources, not the least of which was Josh Tomlin coming back from shoulder surgery in spring training. Tomlin was just tremendous, as evidenced by this appearance against the Tigers in Detroit.
Now the set by Tomlin, and the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball game. Tomlin strikes out Victor Martinez on a wicked curveball, and he goes the distance for the third time in his major league career. Tonight, Josh Tomlin pitches the Indians to an 8-1 victory over the Detroit Tigers.
Also contributing to the Indians, Lonnie Chisenhall, who spent about a month and a half down at the AAA level with Columbus after getting off to a slow start at the plate as the Indians' third baseman. When he came back, he was the Tribe's right fielder, and not only was he swinging the bat well, but Chisenhall was surprising everyone with his play defensively in right.
Top of the order, Rajay Davis, 2-for-3, couple of singles, couple of RBIs. Davis sends a drive into deep right center. On the run is Chisenhall, angling back. Diving attempt! He made the catch! On the track! Face down and hung on! What a play by Chisenhall! Racing back and angling toward right center. Lunged and made a diving backhanded grab and then went face first into the cinder track. They're in deep right center field. What a play by Chisenhall.
Chisenhall ended the season as one of the top right fielders in the American League through all the advanced defensive metrics that teams use today to measure defensive effectiveness. Now, later on in the month of September, the Indians still trying to hang in there in terms of the playoff hunt. They were at Kansas City. They had Carlos Carrasco on the mound, and he was just tremendous.
Carlos Carrasco's ready. And the 1-0 pitch swung on a little dribbler to the left of the mound. He gloves it. He throws it. Ball game! A masterpiece by Carlos Carrasco. A one-hit shutout. The best outing of his major league career as Carrasco goes 9 shutout innings. The only base hit was the Alex Rios one-out single in the 7th. And Carrasco with a career-high 15 strikeouts, a career-best one-hit shutout, just his second Major League complete game shutout.
So that complete game shutout of Kansas City by Carrasco kept the Indians in the hunt, and throughout the month, Francisco Lindor continued his impressive run at an American League Rookie of the Year campaign.
And it swung and grounded sharply to short, diving backhanded stop. Lindor's up throwing. He got another one. Frankie Lindor with a run-saving, diving backhanded stop toward third. And then quickly popped to his feet, gunned down Eric Hosmer. And Francisco Lindor has put on a clinic for the Kansas City Royals the last 4 nights.
Well, we'll have to wait and see if indeed Lindor is able to wrap up things in terms of the American League Rookie of the Year. You know Houston's shortstop Carlos Correa will figure in that mix as well. It should be quite a vote, and we'll find out once the playoffs and World Series are complete. For the Indians, they fell out of playoff contention early in the final week of the season by dropping a ball game against Minnesota. They would finish the year at home against Boston, and on the season's final day, it was Cody Allen that completed an outstanding season with a save in the final victory for the Tribe.
The end of the line, the 1-2. A swing and a ground ball to second. Ramirez gloves, throws, ball game. So the Indians finish it with a sweep of the Boston Red Sox. They knock off the Red Sox here today by a final score of 3-1 to finish with a winning record for the third year in a row as the Indians go 81-80.
For Allen, it was save number 34, and for the Indians, win number 81. But I think as we heard from Chris Antonetti and Terry Francona earlier this week, the Indians' former GM, now the president of baseball operations, and their manager, yes, it's nice to have a winning record, but the expectation was to reach the playoffs, and that did not happen. So there is disappointment there among the team, the players, manager, coaching staff, and front office as well, as they did not reach that goal that they had set out to accomplish early in the season. Well, we hope you can stay with us. When we return, we'll fill you in on the Indians' changes to their front office, some promotions in the baseball operations department, and we'll hear from Tribe General Manager Mike Chernoff. That's next on the Indians Radio Network.
What shade is your team spirit? Are your lucky blue socks unwashed from last week's win? Is your ninth inning charm a green hat that looks best inside out? Is your faded brown mitt held high for that white comet hurling directly toward, please let it be seat number 127? Or do you prefer to simply sit back and paint your seat with tan peanut shells? Whatever your shade of team spirit, you'll find the colors that reflect it only at Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood store or SherwinWilliams.com today.
Head over to Subway Restaurants for our new Buffalo Chicken Crunch Sub with Doritos Cool Ranch Chips. This bigger-than-life sub is power-packed with flavor. The all-new Buffalo Chicken Crunch with Doritos Cool Ranch Chips. Munch your way to delicious flavor at Subway and eat out loud and do the crunch. Limited time only at participating restaurants. All chip-related trademarks are owned by Frito-Lay North America, Inc.
Hey, hey, Subway. Eat out loud and do the crunch, Subway.
As a dedicated Indians fan, you really know your stuff about the team. Well, at Medical Mutual, we really know our stuff too when it comes to health insurance. We know how to navigate the healthcare system, and we know how to help our customers find the right coverage. That's why we're Ohio's largest health insurance company with an all-star roster of plans for individuals, families, and businesses. We're proud to be the official health insurer of your Cleveland Indians, and we can help find the right coverage for you too.
Visit medmutual.com/gotribe to learn more.
Meet Peter.
Hello?
Peter is about to round out his bobblehead collection.
Just need one more.
But he'll go below his account's minimum balance and get charged a fee.
Minimum balance fee?
Yep. Because of a wiggly little statue.
Switch to a KeyBank hassle-free account with no monthly minimum balance or overdraft fees. Get full details at key.com/switch now or any KeyBank branch. Member FDIC and banking home of the Indians.
Welcome back to Tribe Talk. Jim Rosenhaus back with you from Progressive Field in downtown Cleveland, where it is the off-season, and the Indians earlier this week announcing some changes and promotions in their baseball operations department, naming Chris Antonetti president of baseball operations. He will still oversee the entire baseball operations department, but now with a new title as president of baseball operations, Mike Chernoff is now the new general manager, and Derek Falvey has been promoted to assistant general manager. And we had a chance to catch up with Mike Chernoff earlier this week. He just completed his 12th season in the Indians organization. The last five have been as the assistant general manager. He began with the Indians back in June of 2003 as an intern in baseball operations. He's been involved in all aspects of baseball operations and has actually been the lead point man on several of the trades that the Indians made in and around the trade deadline this season. So for the most part, he has been performing those general manager's duties anyway. It's just the title that has kind of caught up to that. And we had a chance to visit with Mike earlier this week, and he talked about the new position for him, and now really it's not all that new for him in terms of day-to-day responsibilities.
Well, it's first of all, it's a real honor and privilege. I mean, I want to thank Paul, the Dolan family, and Chris for the opportunity. But I think you're right in a lot of ways. It's been an evolution over time. Chris has allowed a lot of us the opportunity to impact the organization and help him lead the organization. And so in some ways, I think this is just the continued growth and evolution of our baseball department.
Sometimes when something like this happens, it gives you an opportunity to look back at where you've been. 2003. You're 2 days out of college. Take us back to that first day walking in here and now where you are now.
Yeah, my brother drove me out here straight from college, helped me move in, and the next day I was in the office. I was actually, it's sort of amazing. I was making less money per month. I was like on a monthly stipend, making less money than what my apartment cost. But you know, right out of college, you just do it for a job in baseball. And it's pretty cool to think back over the 12 years of the experiences that I've had here, the opportunities, the challenges we've faced, and really, most importantly, the people that you get to do it with. I think that's what's special about the Indians environment is the people and the culture. Mark was a huge part of that, and him leaving obviously leaves some void there. But in some ways, Chris being promoted and me getting this opportunity, it's on us to communicate, to articulate what that culture is, and to help lead that throughout the building, whether it's with our players, our player development system, or our scouts who are out watching players every day.
Mike Chernoff joining us, new Indians general manager, as there were promotions, a realignment, so to speak, in the Indians front office. You look back at this season, a third consecutive winning season. Second year, though, the team missed the playoffs. How close do you feel this team is, and what will it take to make that next push to get back into the postseason?
I mean, we're disappointed we're not playing this week. That's the really challenging thing. As we reflect on the season, you see a lot of positives, you see a lot of negatives, you see a lot of growth that we had and opportunity for growth moving forward. And I think as we prepare for next year, what is at least in our minds is how we persevered in the second half and really grew as a team. A lot of the young players that came up here performed well, and probably more importantly, were great teammates, great workers, set a foundation to continue that success. It wasn't just the sort of drifting success that a rookie might have. It was a real foundation for moving forward. So I think as we look at the core of our team, it's in place to potentially be successful. I think we felt that was the case this year. It didn't happen. We got off to a horrible start, and that really hurt us throughout the first half. As we look forward to next year, that core is still in place. We've actually added to that core in a lot of ways. And I think the team has taken on a little bit of a different identity and grown into that leadership role in a different way that hopefully is at least a platform for heading into next year.
That's Mike Chernoff, part of several changes to the Indians' structure in their baseball operations department, now with a president. That's Chris Antonetti. Mike Chernoff, now the general manager, and Derek Falvey, the assistant GM. Stay with us. We'll take a quick look at what's been going on in terms of the Major League Baseball playoffs. That's next as we conclude with Tribe Talk after this timeout on the Indians Radio Network.
What shade is your team spirit? Are your lucky blue socks unwashed from last week's win? Is your ninth inning charm a green hat that looks best inside out? Is your faded brown mitt held high for that white comet hurtling directly toward please let it be seat number 127? Or do you prefer to simply sit back and paint your seat with tan peanut shells? Whatever your shade of team spirit, you'll find the colors that reflect it only at Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood store or sherwinwilliams.com today.
Head over to Subway Restaurants for our new Buffalo Chicken Crunch Sub with Doritos Cool Ranch Chips. This bigger-than-life sub is power-packed with flavor. The all-new Buffalo Chicken Crunch with Doritos Cool Ranch Chips. Munch your way to delicious flavor at Subway and eat out loud and do the crunch. Limited time only at participating restaurants. All chip-related trademarks are owned by Frito-Lay North America, Inc.
Hey, hey, Subway. Eat out loud and do the crunch, Subway.
Welcome back to Tribe Talk, our final segment for you on this week's show, our first off-season show of the calendar year, and we wrap it up with some awards for two Cleveland Indians players for the month of September. As expected, Francisco Lindor, named American League Rookie of the Month for the month of September. He hit .362 for the month with 8 doubles, 5 homers, 20 runs driven in. He stole 5 bases, played the great defense. First Indians player to win an American League Rookie of the Month honor since Scott Lewis. You may remember him, a left-handed pitcher. He did it back in September of 2008. And among the qualified American League rookies, Lindor finished first in hits, doubles, stolen bases, second in runs and triples, third in batting average and slugging percentage. And he tied for third in home runs and sixth in on-base percentage. So certainly a big month as part of a big rookie season for Francisco Lindor. Hit 313 on the year, the highest single season mark by an Indians rookie with at least 300 plate appearances since 1938. A rookie by the name of Jeff Heath hit 343 that season. And if you want to carry it even further, his 38 extra base hits, the most by an Indians rookie since Luis Valbuena, had a pretty good season back in 2009 with 38 extra base hits. And his 122 total hits were the most by an Indians rookie since Jody Garrett hit safely 134 times back in 2003. So a great month of September and a great rookie season for Frankie Lindor, the American League Rookie of the Month for the month of September. And not to be outdone, Cody Anderson not only was a rookie, an outstanding rookie for the month of September, but he was also the American League's total pitcher of the month. Among all pitchers in the American League, Cody Anderson, the pitcher of the month for the month of September in the American League. He was 5-0 with an ERA of 1.38 over 39 innings pitched. That was over six starts, and he struck out 20 during that time. First career American League Pitcher of the Month award for Cody Anderson, and the first for an Indians pitcher since Corey Kluber did it last year, also in the month of September. So just an outstanding season and month for Cody Anderson, finishing strong, and certainly a lot of promise there for a spot in that starting rotation for Anderson come next spring. And we close this week's show with a look at the Major League Baseball playoffs. In case you missed it, the wild card games on Tuesday and Wednesday nights respectively resulted in a couple of shutouts. Houston's Dallas Keuchel shutting out the Yankees in New York 3-0, and the Astros advancing to the American League Division Series against the Royals. And then in the National League, it was the Chicago Cubs over the Pirates in Pittsburgh. Jake Arrieta shutting down the Pirates by a final score of 4-0. Just a great game, a complete game victory for Arrieta. Double figures in strikeouts, too, with no walks, and that has never been done in the playoffs. So that has set up the Division Series, which are underway and through the games of Friday night. The National League Division Series got underway on Friday night, and the Cardinals defeated the Cubs on Friday night. That sets up a Game 2 on Saturday night. And also Saturday night, the Mets will have a 1-0 lead as they defeated the Dodgers on Friday night. In the American League, the series a little bit further along. It's a rest day on Saturday, a travel day, if you will. The ALDS tied at 1 between the Royals and the Astros, as the Royals coming from behind to win on Friday to even up that series at 1 win apiece, with the scene now shifting to Houston for Sunday's game between those two clubs. And a big surprise, the Texas Rangers go north of the border and they take 2 from Toronto at the Rogers Center, and they'll head back to Texas for a Sunday night game with a chance to wrap up that series leading 2-0. So an unusual start to the playoffs for the home teams. The first 5 games of the playoffs, the visiting team won the game. So maybe there is nothing to home field advantage, which in a couple of cases, teams were battling hard to gain down the stretch this year, and it hasn't really come into play so far in the playoffs. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Tribe Talk. Great to have you with us. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you again next week for another edition of Tribe Talk right here on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.
been listening to Tribe Talk, presented by Progressive, making it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Brought to you by Subway, where winners eat.